We are terrified to identify ourselves. You know that? As soon as you get up, you put your head away. Huh? What are you ashamed of? You are ashamed to be recognized as a Muslim. Huh? You'll see, as soon as you go outside, alhamdulillah, look, so many of us, you have it on, mashallah. But as soon as you go out, am I correct? We are ashamed to identify ourselves, that we are Muslims, good or bad, whatever type you are, but you say we are Muslims. We are ashamed. So Allah chose the Jews. Out of the four books, 75% are Jewish books. 75%. The Quran is only Arab book. The other four, three are Jew. Allah chose. Allah says, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Say, O children of Israel, remember the special favors which I did unto you. وَأَنِّي فَدَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ That I prepared you above all the peoples of the earth for my special favors. There's some qualities about the Jews. That perseverance, kicked out from Palestine for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, every Easter, they call it the Feast of the Passover, they were praying, next year, Jerusalem, next year, Jerusalem. Every Feast of the
Iranian, he seems to be on the wavelength of the Quran. Everything that he's doing, everything he's thinking about is the Quran. You remember Tabas? The American people, when they wanted to free the hostages. The mightiest technological nation on earth. A nation that can land a man on the moon and bring him back. A nation which tells you in which part of the moon they will land and they come back. They send the Mars and Jupiter probes. That nation couldn't land in Iran. Imagine. They go and bang themselves one another and they smash themselves and they run away and leave the dead. Imagine. A nation that lands on the moon and comes back, they can't land in Iran. And this Iranian people, wallah, they were not in a position to do anything to them. They could have done what they wanted to do. But you know what happened? Fiasco. Retreat. The Imam is told what had happened. He doesn't say, Subhanallah. He doesn't say, Alhamdulillah. You know what he said? أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ These are the words that came out of his mouth. This computer. Don't you see? كَيْفَ فَعَلَ What has happened to those people? أَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ The companions of the elephant. And what it is? You know what you call those huge helicopters? Jumbo helicopters. Those big planes, what you call them? Jumbo planes. You know what is jumbo? Jumbo is Swahili for elephant. Did you know that? In Swahili, Jumbo means elephant. That's how they got the name, Jumbo. Like Simba. Simba. You know, Simba means lion. In Swahili. So there was Simba jet. There's you show you the picture of a lion. Jumbo jet means elephant-sized jet. Jumbo helicopter means elephant-sized helicopter. So these elephant-sized helicopters and elephant-sized planes went, and this man says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ This is the companions of the elephant. You know what happened to him?